If Ray had his way, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement would double-check the backgrounds of refugees before they resettle. That's on top of a federal background check that takes at least 2 years. When he filed it, Ray said his bill was a response to the Paris attacks by the self-proclaimed Islamic State. But Executive Director of Refugee Resettlement Group World Relief Jacksonville, Elaine Carson, says it was nothing more than politics. Ray was echoing Governor Rick Scott's hardline anti-refugee stance.
I heard him say that he was kind of under pressure to get something to act immediately, you know, something to act to present to those patients quickly.
Ray's bill requiring more background checks didn't pass, but Carson says her organization's national leaders cut Florida's planned resettlements by almost a third, from about 600 to 475 people, because of the state's unfriendliness. But she says she's confident Floridians will continue to welcome refugees once fear subsides.
I mean, I have gotten one call in my 25 years of complaining about refugees.
The 125 people who would have become Floridians will instead be transferred to other states with more hospitable political climates, she says. Ryan Benk, WJCT News.